Nine Lives, written by Lucy Daniels and read by Katrina Bayliss. Amy and Miss Summers hunted for a long time. They searched all around the garden and even walked up and down the road. But there was no sign of Ginger anywhere. It began to grow dark. Amy fought back the tears as she and Miss Summers walked slowly back towards the house. "We're never going to find him," she sighed. Then she stopped and listened hard.
"What is it, dear?"
Miss Summers asked. Amy whispered,
"I think I can hear him calling."
They stood still and listened. Sure enough, there was a distant meowing sound. Where was it coming from? Slowly, they crept towards the sound. They didn't want to scare Ginger. The sound led them to the garden shed.
"He's in there!"
cried Amy, rushing to the shed door. She pulled at the door handle, but it was locked.
"Ginger, are you in there?"
she called. "You've been a long time coming," Ginger meowed crossly. "I'm fed up with being in here."
"I'll go and fetch the key," said Miss Summers.
Amy talked to Ginger while they waited.
"You poor thing," she said. "Did you follow Mr. Bradman in there when he was putting the tools away? I bet you did."
"Yes, meowed Ginger. "But he didn't see me and he locked me in." Miss Summers seemed to take ages, but eventually the old lady arrived and unlocked the door. Ginger sprang up into Amy's arms.
"At last! I'm all hot and bothered, meow," he meowed.
While Miss Summers relocked the shed, Amy hurried indoors up to her own flat to give Ginger a drink of water.
"You'll have to stop being so inquisitive," she said to him.
Ginger carried on drinking. Being shut in the shed for so long had made him very thirsty, but he soon began to feel better and forgot what had happened. So, while Amy went to the bathroom to get ready for bed, he went to explore again.